kaite whakarongo koe ki te reo Erirangi Poho, hoi parakuihi. Tēnei, you're listening to 95 BFM Breakfast. We've got a very special guest on the line. We're joined by Otepoti-based songwriter Kira Wallace. Morena, Kira, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. It's chilly up here in Tāmaki Makaurau. I imagine it's even more chilly down in Otepoti, Dunedin.
It's a bit nippy, but there's a bit of sun, which we haven't seen in a long time.
That's a bit of a treat for you lot, isn't it?
Yep.
Very good. We're going to talk a little bit about your brand new single, Your Surface Settles, which came out on the 1st. It is so, so lovely. I'm really enjoying it. Do you want to talk a little bit about what the journey to this release has been like? Because you're quite a busy person, right? You've got a few different musical projects going on.
Yeah, I recorded this one in, I think it was 2023. It was originally for the Otepoti Music Compilation, which is a compilation of gender diverse and female led music. And it highlights some of the local talent. It was such a huge privilege to be featured on that. And I recorded the song with Adelaide Dunn at the Radio 1 studios and at the Te Kotokoro o Te Tui, the uni studios. And I got Craig Monk on violin playing on it. And it was just a really, really special song to work on because it just, it means so much to me. And it was really lovely working with people I did on this track.
The strings are really beautiful. That violin just sits so nicely in the mix, eh? So cool. Your songwriting is it's quite a big deal, eh? You've won some awards. You've done well with Playing Strange. Are you still in high school or have you finished now?
I'm in my first year at uni now. Really nice to, I won the Play It Strange National Secondary School Songwriting Competition last year, so it was nice to have that in my last year of high school because it's in my last shot at this high school competition.
So amazing and so well deserved. Your songwriting sort of seems to simultaneously hold the listener so dearly but then also punch you in the gut a little bit with some intense subject matter, and I'm wondering about when you're writing songs, that must be quite a personal thing for you. Are you thinking about how it'll affect the listener, or is it very much just your own outlet for what you're going through?
I try not to have an audience in mind when I'm writing songs. I try just to let it come out as it wants to come out. But then I guess in some sense I do try and obscure the meaning as much as I can just to protect my privacy, I guess. And being able to share what I want to share and have that sort of boundary with that. Because it does deal with personal things. I think as a musician it's a sense of expectation to share so much of what's behind your music, which I think is important to make things that aren't really talked about.
It's a fine line, eh, between inviting your listeners behind the scenes to see what's going on but then also letting the music speak for itself.
I sort of find a balance between summarizing what the song's about but then letting myself only be the only one that really knows what each line means.
That's beautiful. This new track, Your Surface Settles, it sort of delves into grief a little bit, right, as a overarching theme?
Yeah, it's about the passing of my grandmother, who was an awesome lady. She had a flamethrower and she was...
What?
She was a potter, so she used it to fire her kiln, get it up to temperature. But, it was pretty cool when we... all gathered at her place after she passed. We lit her kiln for the last time, and my uncles were very excited to get the flamethrower out.
I bet. Who wouldn't be? Did she teach you any pottery?
I did. I made some little creatures as a child, but
cute.
Nothing up to her level. Yeah.
Oh, precious memories. Beautiful.
Yeah. It's kind of about how, even though she's passed, so much of her still lives on in the family that remain, and she's still has such an influence on who I am as a person and my art. And
I imagine that Otepoti is quite a lovely backdrop in the winter for this sort of music and writing this sort of music?
Definitely, yeah. That's you want to stay inside and do cozy things, so it definitely encourages that. But it's also good landscape to film music videos in, which I hooked up with a polytech student. They do free music videos for local musicians as part of the project, and I've done quite a few of those. And this year, worked with Catherine Wang, and yeah, it was awesome. We went out to, well, we filmed in the botanical gardens, and we also took a Facebook Marketplace free bed, like a wrought iron single bed, out into a lagoon, and
Brilliant.
We're like battling against sinking mud to keep it up. We adorned it with shawls and whatnot. It was, yeah, really cool look. Yeah,
that's awesome. Is that video out now?
It is, yeah. It's out on YouTube, and it was, yeah, frolicking around in gumboots and whatnot.
So good. Oh man, I'm so excited for everyone to have a listen to this track. We've been playing it a little bit, but it's just, it just holds you and wraps you in a warm hug so nicely. Yeah. Have you got lots of releases coming up? Is there a project in the works, perhaps?
There is a project in the works. It was, I've only worked with other producers, and I haven't really released much of my self-produced stuff, so I sort of want to take a leap and have a go at that. So I'm working on, it was originally an EP, but I'm thinking of maybe expanding it to an album. Yeah, so it's just going to be produced just in my bedroom, which I find is a really nice creative space to sort of not limit myself with time constraints, and yeah, just really go ham with the layers.
It's special to be able to do both of those things though, eh? Like have collaborations with producers, but then also do stuff yourself. I was just thinking as you said that I saw you perform with the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra last year.
That was
so amazing to see, you know, your songs, which are often quite intimate and gentle, brought to life with a huge orchestra. That was really cool.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't remember what I was going to say.
Very good. When you play live, have you got a band, or is it mainly solo?
I only play solo with my old stuff, with my own stuff. But when I play with others, I like to, I don't know how I'd feel about having like a backing band just for my stuff, because I'd rather like create with those people rather than like make them play my stuff. I think I'd rather have like another band. But I am in a band called Moth Eaten. We're a four-piece shoegaze band, and we're playing a couple shows this month, and we haven't played any before, so very excited.
Very good. Yeah. Well, I hope we can see you up in Tāmaki Makaurau again soon. But in the meantime, we'll just have to listen to this beautiful new track. We're going to listen to Your Surface Settles, the newest single from Kara Wallace, who we're talking to at the moment. Thank you so much for having a cordial with us this morning, Kara.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Kara. Stay warm down in Otepoti.
Yes.
We'll stay warm listening to Your Surface Settles. You're on BFM. Still.
Rivers and streams stretch to catch all of you. You remain inside our branches. We lift our arms, lead you back to the source. Your surface settles. Your stem.